dry desert sand. She let go of his hand and said goodbye. She hopped into that Cadillac with a sawed-off shotgun in the back, held on and did not cry. And somewhere in the distance she heard that siren sound. She put her foot to the floor and on her last breath she swore she'd make it out of there alive. With no plans of going down, she blew through the roadblock out of town, drove that car as far as she could drive. She took that money and her old shotgun and ran into the hills. It's a thousand miles between right and wrong, for every mile a thousand songs. She kept moving on. She saw them coming to her sights and took up her aim to kill. She shot 14 of those men and took her gun up to aim again, and was shot right in the back. And as she laid breathing hard, a voice said in her ear, "Ma'am, you best go on and die. There ain't no need for you to cry. Your son will be up there waiting for you." She smiled and with her last breath shot that bastard in the chest. Said, "That's from my boy straight to you. There ain't nothing worse than a woman scorned. He would take that to the grave. It's a thousand miles between right and wrong, for every mile a thousand songs." She kept moving on. And that's all. That's all that she could. She was the last of living free. She was the last of the living free. Says thou shalt not kill, but sometimes situations will tend to force your hands. With blood on her hands and 15 men, she knew she'd never see her boy again. She was proud to make her stand. And sometimes in those hills at night, you can hear that shotgun blast. It's the land of the free, the home of the brave. She's laid down in an unmarked grave. There was nothing that she could do. And lies are black and the truth is pure. They made real goddamn sure to kill the last of the living crew. And sometimes in those hills at night, you can hear that mother cry. And some folks take it sitting down, some just won't get kicked around. She was bound to die. She was the last of the living.